more important people than Jose Canseco.
Absolutely.
So if he thinks he's hurting my little feelings by standing us up today, too bad, son, because I've been stood up by better fellas than you many, many times. There was the guy who asked me to prom. Forget it. I don't even want to talk about
yeah.
it. One
His
time.
Loss. The
Is
guy
that
that stood
before
you
after
up.
You switched teams.
Go Saints! Wait, what?
What?
Stupid. That's stupid. Okay. Jason Alley's here. Chris Kane, Justin Akre, Matty T, and Jose Canseco may or may not join us. Apparently, the latest on him is his cell phone's dead, and he's walking
he just
around
left,
Las Vegas.
He just left his hotel and is in Vegas. So
yeah, I like our chances.
Yeah.
I really do.
Hey, look, if you're in Vegas and you put odds on that, you're probably going to go ahead and help build another casino. Jose Canseco is expected to be at the Arlington Hotel on Saturday for the world premiere of Jose Canseco, The Truth Hurts. And the truth is, he's standing us up today. We might be able to get him on later in the week, though. All right, let's move on. I told you to be ready, and clearly you are.
I'm
I can
ready.
See the eager look in your eye. Oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a review of
Gravity.
Gravity.
Yes, yes. Although it wasn't that scary.
Oh.
Very suspenseful. I mean,
you're
yeah,
bringing
of course,
me back down to earth.
No.
Before
no.
I even get
I
going
like
on
that.
It.
No,
see what
no.
I did there?
Yeah.
Played. Bringing
yeah,
me back
that,
down
the
to
gravity.
Earth.
Get it? Like the movie?
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Oh, the gravity of the situation.
It's funny that you know there was very little gravity in this movie called Gravity.
That's ironic.
It is ironic.
Don't you
or
think?
Is it a coincidence?
Yeah. No, that's actually ironic.
Are
I
you
think.
Sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, I'll give it to you.
So it's like rain on your wedding day. No, it's not like that.
No, not really.
So 10,000 spoons.
Yeah, go ahead. I'll get it.
Yeah. Yeah, Gravity, awesome movie. I've been looking forward to this movie since I saw the first previews, just because the previews were so suspenseful.
Fortunately, they don't give everything away in the preview
no, they
either.
Don't. Yeah. They don't. Just enough to get you very, very interested in it, which they did a really good job marketing this movie. So.
Say what you mean, Jason.
I
Here's what he really means. I got really excited to see this movie the first time I saw the preview because I thought there might be a chance Sandra Bullock would have sex in a spacesuit. And I thought that would be awesome.
Bitter disappointment.
I do have a question about that, though.
If that happened,
how
or
do
not?
You know? I saw it. So,
how do you go to the bathroom in one of
did,
those?
Did anyway. You think they took advantage of her looks?
Absolutely.
Well, that's what I was
absolutely.
Saying too. They sexed yeah. her up a little bit.
They did sex her up a little bit.
Yeah, because usually when you haircut. Make Sandra Bullock super ugly on the big screen, that works well.
Although her haircut really turned
you
me
know,
off.
I think
said.
The boy haircut. You know why I think they did that though?
Off.
For the effect, because her hair wouldn't be floating around the whole time. You
good,
know,
good idea.
Yeah. Yeah. I think a lot of the effect is just them acting. You yeah. know.
Do you mind?
Sorry, go ahead,
Jason.
He makes good
gives
points,
us a
so.
Review of the number one movie in all the land. Go ahead, Jason. I'm sorry for Matt's interruption.
No, it's
pardon
okay.
me. So cut my tongue out.
Hey,
like
Columbus,
points,
go discover something else.
So, like I said, super excited just because it was so suspenseful in the trailers, and the movie definitely lived up to it. Like I said earlier, we definitely would go see it 3D IMAX if you have the ability, or just 3D altogether. It was just simply stunning visually. I mean, absolutely. Well, you expect it, right? I mean, they're out in space. There's not a whole lot
I've
else
seen some crappy
going
space
on.
Movies.
True. True. This one is by far the best space sci-fi movie I've ever seen. Mm. And I haven't seen a whole lot of
have
them.
Have you seen 2001 A Space Odyssey?
I have not seen
okay.
it. Is that good?
Yeah, it's yeah. Kubrick, so. You know.
Admittedly, I've never seen any other space movies.
It's the first one I've ever seen.
By far the best, for
I
sure.
Saw E.T. in 3D.
Yeah.
That was quite good.
So anyway, visually stunning. Characters, storyline, both really good. I like the fact that they were able to develop the characters throughout the movie. You think there's only going to be one, you know, me going into the movie thinking there's only going to be one kind of disaster throughout the movie, and then after that it's going to be them floating in space trying to figure out what they're going to do. It was kind of like that, but there's more than one scene that kind of shakes you throughout the movie, and they were able to develop the characters between these, you know, these situations.
Horrific setbacks?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So, you know, I had a little tear at the end of the movie.
Oh, wow.
You know, it did enough to really, it just makes you kind of reflect on yourself. I don't know, it did for me at least, knowing that
hate me.
This could be your last day, not on Earth, but last day. Living I
in
guess.
Space.
In space.
Without so. Any spoilers, without any spoilers, how did you like the ending? Was it ended well?
I thought it was.
Okay,
yes. Well,
give me a 1 to 5 banana rating on the ending.
On the ending alone, I would give it a 4.
Okay.
Oh, that's pretty high. I would give the whole movie a 4.5 bananas.
That's
whoa,
I think
whoa.
Real solid.
I think It's the best movie I've seen so far this year.
This year?
This year.
Okay.
But I haven't seen Captain Phillips. That's next on
Gravity's
the best,
better.
Next, so we'll see.
How true is Captain Phillips anyway?
Yeah, really.
You know?
He puts his crew in harm's way. And they get, I mean, yeah.
Similar.
By the way, about that whole Captain Phillips thing, wasn't it like 25 miles off the coast of Somalia where they got attacked?
That's part of the true story that's coming out. He changes his story, you know, but apparently he was way too close.
Okay, but my point is, yeah. Wasn't he 25 miles away from the coast?
In the movie, they say it's a lot further.
A lot further away?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
but in reality, he really
okay, but
got
let's
closer.
Say, let's just say for argument's sake he was 25. He claims it was 40 or 50 mm-hmm. miles. Did you see the boat the Somalis were in? Who's driving 25 miles out from the coast in that little piece of crap boat? I wouldn't go out 10 feet to go fishing for chum in that boat. I sure as hell wouldn't drive 25 miles off the coast in it. I mean, honestly, that's all I can think when I saw the preview. I'm like, what a bunch of moron Somalis. You guys are idiots. I mean, I know you're desperate to, like, take over cargo ships and stuff and get killed, but seriously?
They sure looked authentic, though, in that movie.
Well, I mean, I think they got
one of them has like a big tumor growing out of his head.
I found one of them in like Michigan or something.
Oh, really?
They cast them out like Michigan.
Because I falsely said on the air that they were all real.
A lot.
I don't know.
A lot of Somalis relocate there. I don't know if you heard that
Detroit?
Or not. Yes. Detroit, of course.
I've seen him on Hardcore Pond.
Yeah.
Can you reach back out to our friend and tell him that we're
Mr. Canseco?
No, yeah, talk to the agent because we're not going to have time to do it now.
I'll tell him just forget it.
I hate that. No, I want to get them all, but we're not going to do
maybe
it today.
Maybe tomorrow.
I hate that. Let me tease the crap out of it. Let's go back to yesterday for a moment. We got on the debate as to if you call somebody that's ambidextrous, it's the same thing if it's feet. And so we had this lengthy debate about it because the punter at Arkansas can kick with both feet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He's ambipedal.
Yes, but it's not called that, we decided. Spencer, who is an authority on many things, he's our buddy from over at Sync. He says, the word ambidextrous is not exclusive to hands. It can apply to feet, too. So to call a punter ambidextrous is correct. It comes from the Latin, literally, both right-handed or sided. But the meaning is being equally proficient. So it's like having two left feet, but in a good way. So there you go.
I'm glad I know that.
Yeah.
Jason, from the Tropical Smoothie perspective, and I'll have you speak for the entire corporation.
Sure.
What would be successful for Arkansas this year?
As far as the football team?
That's right. Another win, improvement every week.
What are we at? What, two wins? Three wins right now?
Three.
Five wins.
Okay. I think you're right.
Yeah.
Richard says, the only way we consider the season successful is if we win against Auburn, Ole Miss, and Mississippi State. It has nothing to do with qualifying for a bowl. In fact, we should turn it down if we do. Well.